This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Our story, French Manicure, continues.
Taking the ribbon from my hair, taking it loose and lay fall, laying some on your skin, like the shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it to the night.
Sự hạnh phúc.
The happiness.
Đỏ.
Red.
The Buddha that we keep in the shop is for lucky Buddha, bringing business come in. The outer, you know, we have a Buddha inside. It keep the shop in peaceful safety.
You know, every day we'll give him new water, sometimes coffee, candies, any kind, and we change it every day. And once a while we give him a cigarette. So sometimes we light up the cigarette and give it to him. So we want to make sure he's happy.
The second day of the month, we give a Buddha, you know, like more fruit on the lunar. Because that is a once a month special day, like the payday. Because Buddha bring us so much business, we give Buddha chicken or duck or roast pork, barbecue, bun. But enough, we eat the food. Would I enjoy it?
My name is Janet Dang. I work for Asian Week newspaper. Hard numbers aren't available, but according to Nails magazine, they peg the manicure market at $6.5 billion a year. And half of the market is comprised of the Vietnamese American salon owners, technicians, or manicurists.
What do you need, Jane?
Oh, okay.
This job, I like it. Like to communicate with people, but just temporary right now. I allergic to the chemical polish remover. I'm studying MA medical assistant right now.
My name is Helen. I don't have experience to work in the office. You know, with my age, nobody hired me. Because now I am 55 years already. At least I must have one professional job. So I hear in the United States, you know, the nail is easy for the people, you know.
It's sore, be careful.
Okay.
So they're a mess.
Sometimes the client very, very fussy.
There's no nail, that
they give you hard time. They are now in a bad condition. Sometimes you even don't want to give the service. You will feel very stressed. I don't want to be touched. You pick up their attitude. I mean, their bad mood give it to you. Even you get the jobs done, but it's a lousy.
They are American. They really care for their nail. Always 12 months, it's 12 holiday, you know. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, you know. Valentine's Day, birthday, July 4, whatever. Just big time, party hardy, updo, manicure, pedicure, money time. My name is Nhung Chuan, and I live in San Jose. I'm from Vietnam with my whole family. Saigon is our city. I grew up on there. It's very busy. People, you know, do the business on the street selling a little stuff, flour, ice cream, and noodle. They just say out loud what they sell, and people can negotiate, you know, just like the flea market. Everything happens on the street. All the door wide open. Over here, different. Every door closed. People just live by themselves, you know. It's so quiet over here. At first, it's really hard, but I adapt with the environment now. I used to work at IBM before, but I got laid off, so here I am. I study cosmetology. I work so hard, and I play very hard, too. Go to the club every weekend and singing karaoke with friends. Have a good time. My boyfriend is a good singer. He can play the guitar very well. He's Elvis impersonator. He's Spanish. He good. His name is Jesse Nava. I love you, baby. In Vietnamese club, they play both Vietnamese and American. I really like French music. But the music I like the most is rock and roll.
Ông có thể nói chậm không?
Can you speak slowly?
Cấm hút thuốc.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm MC for the group of a student graduate today.
Right now there's about 18 manicure students. Today we're going to graduate 7 or 8 of them. They're 99% Vietnamese. We're at the Hayward Nail Care Center. My name is Alan Cox. I'm the director of the school. My father started this business in 1958. At that time, manicuring was not a trendy thing like it is now. Here's what it used to be. When we had a few manicurists, it was Madge and Jane, you know, the blondes. Madge and Jane are pretty much gone. These students go everywhere. They go to Chicago, they go to Detroit, they go down south, they go to Texas, they go everywhere to Vietnamese communities. Because a lot of these students are brand new to America. And all of a sudden, 10 weeks, and they can get a license and they can be in the job market.
And now we have a special guest. Welcome, Mrs. Nhung. Congratulations to the student. And I would like they will become the good manicurist in the future. Thank you.
I hope in the future I have a little business in American manicure over here, face over here, and pedicure over here.
But I hope one day if you have time to come to see my family, and I will sing for you a good song and happy song, you know. We have a lot of fun. We sit down together, we play music, we sing. We are very happy now.
Come and sit by my side, little darling. Do not have to beat me as you. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who love you so true. And the cowboy who love you so true. And the cowboy who love you so true.
French Manicure was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Laura Folger. Was mixed by Jim McKee at Earwax Productions in San Francisco. Production help from Margaret Cheap, Flawn Williams, Ellen Sebastian Chang, Kate Volkman, and Sandra Wong.